Blog Talk Radio.
Return to claim the pyramid. Pardon on the mothership. I am the mothership connection. Get down in 3D. A light year groove. If you hear any noise, ain't nobody but me and the boys. Turn the motherfucker out.
Y'all ready to get down out there?
If you hear any dipping your hip and come on to the mothership.
Doing the loose booty. Give me a little more foot up here.
The home of the P-Funk, the bomb. I bet your memory bank don't forget this funk.
Common sense for a reason, I pay attention. Planned Parenthood wanna stop us from reaping.
producing. But they don't want to stop the police for up in the shooting. The food that we eat, the government know it's cancerous. Doctors get paid to put your ass on dialysis. Mama sick right now, I know you heard. But don't give her them pills, my nigga, give her them herbs. Chinese buying up land in Africa and Jamaica. Acting like you sleep, my nigga, y'all better wake up. And Bill Gates, don't worry, cause we gon' get you too. Catch you at an interview, hit your ass with that woo-de-woo. I'm Haitian, so won't need no vaccination. I just call on the gods and we can settle the odds. Only thing they gon' do is just turn against one another. Conspiracy and Rico, some shit that they don't wanna speak on. Niggas going to prison for fucking with them PPP loans. My dog at the crib, he happy, he got his stimulus. Saying to myself, this all y'all think a nigga worth. Get that shot in your arm, y'all must be crazy. From the same motherfuckers around here kidnapping babies. Emasculating men, it quickly became a trend. Now they wearing tight pants, my nigga shit, I'm just saying. Artificial, go study what's humanism. What? Black folks showing up dead with their organs missing. What? You might not like it, but Trump and Joe Biden work for the same people, so please don't get excited. And Bill Gates, don't worry, cause we gon' get you too. Catch you at an interview, hit your ass with that woo-de-woo. I'm Haitian, so won't need no vaccination. I just call on the gods and we can settle the odds.
People in general, we coming. We coming.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection. This is Antoinette, and tonight is Wednesday, and we have with us Brother Eddie. Brother Eddie, you with me? Brother Eddie?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear. And we have an
great,
echo.
Great. How are you doing? Let me turn the speaker off, okay? Now,
okay.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm well, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Just flowing with the universe, and it's fun. I'm having a bunch of good times. Yeah, it is definitely fun.
Right.
Who was that that you just played? Because that was, man, those lyrics was off the chain. Man, who was that?
That is Papa Duck. And that's
Papa
called
Duck.
Bill Gates Papa Duck. Yes, and I will send that to you.
Okay,
because it says please share. It says please share, so.
Man,
I will make sure
to
keep
those lyrics. Because he's right.
Yeah,
on
one time. Yes. Yes, that's the reason why I said, oh, let me get this in here. And
oh, yeah.
I was going to pick the middle of the show and play it, and I was like, ah, let me get it now. Let me get it in here where
yeah.
Everybody's focused.
I like that.
But we'll
that
play it again.
Yeah. Yes. Wasn't
it that right on time?
Yes, it was. And right quick before we get started, let me acknowledge Ashe to the ancestors, namaste to our elders, and love and respect to the family and listening audience for their time and space, and most of all, this portion of their life that they're sharing with us. Thank you, everyone. Peace and love.
Yeah.
So you doing okay? The family's doing okay?
Yes. You know, we were in an earthquake watch earlier. Oh, it's supposed to be until 12 tonight. But I'm trusting and believing we're going to be all right. This too shall pass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. So.
For tornadoes. I think we had one that's about 5 or 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's
like
not.
Everybody.
Everything passes over.
Okay. It seems like everybody's getting a little bit of crazy weather here and there. But,
yes.
Again, as Brother Paul said, it's a sign of the times.
Yes, it is. It most definitely is. Yes.
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 This week, do you have any current events ready?
Well, I have one, and forgive me, y'all, because I don't have anything in front of me, so I'm going to tell you off my head. One was, if y'all don't know, and I know this is in natural news, anyone that is an anti-vax vaccine, you are now considered a terrorist. And to me, the terrorists are the ones who's pushing these vaccines, but instead, if you're anti-vaccine, then you are now considered a terrorist. Isn't that beautiful?
That's funny.
Isn't that funny? But...
yeah.
But yes,
that's how hard they're trying to push people to get this shot. You know.
Yeah.
And it's man. We gonna touch on that tonight anyway. You know, dealing with the class that we're having, which is what does a good or great show mean to you? So I want the family to think about that for a second. What does a good or great show mean to you? Because we all have different viewpoints and opinions on what a show is and what's good or what's great about the show.
Yes, yes, we do. You're absolutely correct. And now I've seen this in my local news, but, you know, when I was glancing through at it, I also see where it came up on my live feed, so it's not just Delaware, which I didn't think it could be. But everywhere, you're going to see a whole lot of people from Afghanistan coming to the States to live.
Yeah, that's something we need to keep our eyes on, too, dealing with Afghanistan and dealing with the 20th year anniversary. 20, we know it's 2. Mass is 2.
Yes.
Mandate is 2. So, again...
yeah.
Will we see a war come out of this, dealing with the anniversary of 9/11, with all of this turmoil happening in Afghanistan? Because, again, you know, they showed their whole card when they said what they were going to do. So the Taliban, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, whoever you want to call them, they all one and the same. You know,
was
just waiting for the opportunity. And now when they left most of the equipment over there. So these people are getting the guns and the different weapons that the United States created. Like they're doing all they wore. They push out and leave. They leave a lot behind.
Yes.
So they're going to end up using our weapons on our people one way or another.
Yeah.
You know.
But then to have them here, so what is that going to mean for, you know, us that are right here, you know, and
remember,
the stage of...
I said that it might facilitate a war over there. But again, don't think that all of these people that's coming in from Afghanistan are just the people. Some of them are part of the Taliban.
True.
Some of them are part of the terrorists that's pretending to be civilians coming over here to do whatever, and they're opening the doors for them. So to me, it's like they're setting this up. They're setting it up.
Yeah.
You know, for something to jump off. Here or over there.
Yeah. Which is, oh, boy. Not a good thing, but.
Remember I said last year, and I've been saying it for a while, when Donald Trump was president and they were talking about the wall. Well, again, that wall wasn't specifically for the so-called illegal aliens coming over the border. That wall is going to box us in. We should be seeing that now with this vaccine and having your credentials to show if you had this or whatever, your card. So, again, travel restrictions overseas, but don't think that they ain't going to put a travel restriction on here because, again, if you just said that they're saying that people who haven't got vaccinated are the new domestic terrorists, then, yeah, let's block off going from state to state and even city to city with these domestic terrorists. See, so all of this is they're just putting the board, all the pieces on the board, and hopefully we can see what they're getting ready to do because that's the wall we're going to be boxed in your own particular state. Basically, shelter in place is going to be worse than it was last year when this is said and it's all over with because we can see how it's revving up more and more everywhere. Mandate masks, you know. They now put it back here in this city. Mandate inside and outside, you know.
Yeah,
so
well,
I'm quite sure.
I just pulled it up. Forgive me. Mm-hmm. I just pulled it up. The Atlantic, wait a minute, just a moment. The Atlantic calls for all unvaccinated people to be added to federal no-fly list, just like terrorists.
There it is.
Yep. So you were right on point there. So, an article, just wanted to say no to Donald Trump's son. While flying, vaccinated people should no longer carry the burden for unvaccinated people. The White House has rejected a nationwide vaccine mandate, a sweeping suggestion that the Biden administration could not easily enact it if it wanted to. But a no-fly list for unvaccinated adults is an obvious step that the federal government should take. All right, so... it was other things, but if you put it in, forgive me, y'all, for not having it. I've just been, well, but you are a terrorist now for not being for vaccinations.
Ain't that a blimp? Somebody doing something slick.
Yeah, I mean, and what happened to, I mean, this is my body. I should have the right of what I want in it and what I don't want in it. And I'm going to keep it that way. It's my body, my choice. If they can make that for people to have abortions, they can certainly make it for me who doesn't want a vaccine.
You know, it's like I said, the fall is getting ready to get real ugly, y'all. So hopefully y'all prepared for it, you know, on all levels.
Yes. Yes, I agree. And
so
I messed up tonight. I realized how unprepared I was when they talked about the tornado watch and getting things to move into another room. And I got to think, okay, wait a minute. There's things I don't. Where's my inhaler at? You know, where is this at? And I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't even have these things in my bag.
Mm.
And that's when I'm like, okay, Edwin, you got to get it together. You got to go back through your bag and rethink these things that you need to put in here. And I said, that was good. It was good that that happened. That was a wake-up call to me that I wasn't as prepared as I thought I was.
And that's good that you bringing that up because, again, we definitely need to be prepared physically and materially with all the materials and foods and first aid kits, batteries, etc. You know, we need to be prepared. All your meds, if you're on medication, you know, all these should be in a separate bag and ready at any time.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, so that's why I said that was all for me, you know, that, oh, my goodness, I don't have this there. I don't have that in there. You know, and I'm trying to scramble around trying to get everything. I'm like, okay, see, this wouldn't work if this was a real emergency. I wouldn't have time to do all of this.
That's correct.
And that's why I said just to move to another room in my house. It was still, you know, if I need this and I can't make it back to the other rooms, then, you know, it doesn't do me any good if it's in there and I can't get it.
That's right. That is right. So, do you have any other current events or anything else?
No, I was just trying to do what was really pertinent, and I thought those two things were really pertinent. You know, that you're now considered a terrorist and that, you know, they're saying that we're going to have a lot of people from Afghanistan coming here.
Yeah, ain't that something? They dubbing the people here, not vaccinated, as terrorists, and they letting terrorists in, you know?
Yeah.
Again, these people are something else.
Yes,
they are.
They most definitely are. And then this third vaccine. Yeah, that's my. How many vaccines are they going to keep coming up with? You know, you just had the two. Now you need a booster. And, you know, everything is making people's kidneys shut down. I mean, what in the world is going on with the kidneys? You know, everybody I know, it seems like they've had to go on dialysis. You know, my neighbor who just passed about 5 or 6 months ago, and, you know, and she had told me, she said, Antoine, I still go to the bathroom. Why do I need to be on dialysis?
That's it. That's why you keep seeing all of these dialysis and blood banks or plasmas all in the black community now.
Yeah.
Dialysis, you know. And part of it is due to the foods that we eat that has been genetically modified, you know. It's we dealing with so much, but this is why, again, we
and
must
I can
also...
Go there. But I still wonder if, I mean, forgive me for talking over you, but I still wonder if there's something else with this. Because if it was just the food that we eat, okay, you know, but now all of a sudden it's popping up everywhere. Everywhere you turn, people need to be on dialysis. What in the world is going on? You know, I mean, is there a specific medicine that they're giving everyone? Is it something that they're spraying that's making people's kidneys break down? I mean, why is it people, all these people need dialysis all of a sudden? You know, it's like every time I turn around, I hear about somebody else that has to go on dialysis.
And you said this started, you started hearing about this about 5 months ago?
No, that's when my friend had to go on it. She passed away about 5 or 6 months ago. So she wasn't even on dialysis for a year. I mean, that's what I said. I mean, it's just, to me, it's just something more.
Something more.
I don't know. Is it a
medical?
Thank you. I couldn't get that word out. Yes.
And again, look at how long we've been talking about 5G.
Yeah.
How long have we been talking about these 5G towers? So again,
yes,
a lot of this is also dealing with what they already have out here, what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know.
And we have a hand up, so they must have a. Forgive me. We have a hand up, so they must have a. He must already know the answer. I'm sure. Okay. Erica 706.
Grand rising, Sister Antoinette, and good evening.
Hello, Brother Kwame.
What's happening, my brother? How you doing?
I'm being beautiful. How about yourself, sir?
Man, I'm great. Yeah, I had something to add on to you just for you with the numbers coming down the road in the class. So you go ahead and give us the lowdown on what you have to give.
Well, it's in part with this frequency change when you're talking about the 5G, but then you're also talking about dialysis, because this is what happens when your kidneys shut down, and this is what this thing is doing. Because if you look at something, and especially for us brothers, we carry our phones basically on our hips, and this messes with our reproduction, but it also messes with your kidneys and your other lower organs, because that phone is steady transmitting into your body. And so these people are now using this 5G, and where they care, where most people carrying their phones in their pockets, you know, and women especially carry them in their bras and in the back pocket. So what you're doing is you're sending signals into your body to shut down certain functions. And these are some of the causes, like my mom, okay, they turned around there and gave her steroids in order to get her diabetes under her blood pressure and diabetes under control, and in doing that was blood sugar under control. It did what? The steroids were starting to shut the kidneys down, so they had to working with the medicines in order to get the balance. But you were talking earlier, talking about, and Sister Antoinette was speaking towards the aliens, or we're now going to be, you know, local terrorists, the unvaccinated against the vaccinated. But the other part is Biden just pulled out all the troops in Afghanistan and did the same thing, kind of like Vietnam. And history kind of repeats itself, because when they pulled out all of the troops in Vietnam, what was Vietnam's main thing that was going on there? It wasn't so much trying to fight the communists or that part, what they were trying to hide it. It was the Ho Chi Minh Trail. The Ho Chi Minh Trail was the opioid, the opium, the heroin route going into Turkey. That's where the French had that. They were dealing with it. So when you go back and look at Afghanistan, what was their main natural resource is poppy, the opioids. And what has happened is what have we just had in this country? A great opioid epidemic. But it was prescription.
Yeah.
Now you're getting heroin addicts here. They're using more of the raw heroin, shooting up, trying to get people off prescription and get them back on heroin. Because Afghanistan's main source is heroin, because if you go on United Nations last year, record opium production in Afghanistan threatens sustainability development. Latest survey reveals this was May 21st, 2018. And what they were saying, the highest that for 2017, opium harvest was some 550,000 to 900,000 tons of heroin exported. Quality pure, 50% to 70% can be produced. This is what they're producing there. This is why United States was in there, because the drug money, and this is what they were doing. Now they're backing out, and who's funding and coming? Somehow or the other, we're going to find out. China is going to be the next one that's going to start getting the opioids, because what did China do back in the day was what? Opium. And so they were dealing with that. So now with them looking at being a world power and being able to finance and help market this, this is what's getting ready the next part, because they're doing what? They're doing the trade road, Afghanistan and all of that. But the other part, because the bin Ladens were along with that, because they had to deal with the oil. Now they're getting ready to get the funding to build the railroad. This is the way they're going to get the new monies for China is going to be to build a railroad across Asia. So all of this, but they got all of these countries, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, all of the Syria, all of these countries that were in the way of them being able to have full run across Asia to West Asia, to Germany, France, all these other places that they're going to be mass producing for. This is what the whole route has been set up to do, because China already said that they're going to be the AI supremacists of the world. Not the white supremacists, they're going to be the AI supremacists, the artificial intelligence, because they are computerized, and what they're doing in technology is going to be mass productive, and this is why they put all their satellites, 6G satellites, up. So just sit back and, you know, get the popcorn, watch the game, because this is what it's doing, because, you know, and what they're doing with this, and then it's now you're going to have a new influx, because you already got the ones that were on the planes that left with them shutting down. They're already here.
Yeah.
They're in country being going through immigrations and doing that. They're getting their rights to be in this country. Patients ain't being brought in here. Wonder why not.
Yeah, how about it?
And they're sending them back to a country that still just had another 7.2 earthquake than they had, ain't still recovered from 10 years ago in 2011 when the first one hit.
Yeah, now they're being hit by tornadoes and, well, not tornadoes, but
hurricanes
and things.
Tropical storm just came through there. Right. That tropical storm just came through and wiped it out. And now it's coming up and it's going to go around. It's hitting Jamaica. It's going to come up into the peninsula on New Mexico, and then it's going to drop in the Gulf.
Yeah. Oh, boy. My heart goes out to
those I was looking at watching the world weather. They talking about the hurricane that hit Russia, or the big storm where they call it a hurricane that hit Russia. Turkey is flooding. You know, all of these countries over there are getting slammed.
Yeah.
And all that lower Mediterranean area is and they calling it the Lucifer heat wave. Temperatures over hundreds there in those countries.
Boy.
So creators trying to tell us something, or they use what they have the ability to do is space weather warfare.
Yeah, because we know that they can make that man-made now.
Right. That's why they call it weather warfare.
Yeah.
Diabetes is and dialysis is because they're shutting down. Plus, you got to look at the people's diet, you know, and what we're consuming. And even now, you know, we're just trying to get back on track. But all of this food that is being processed and what they're putting in it is geared towards making you unhealthy. That's why they said you're looking at your diet instead of your nutrition. Your diet, your consumption of stuff that's going to make you die instead of something that's going to nurture you and give you more life.
Yes. Well, we're in a terrible state.
Yeah.
They're coming after us in every way.
Right. And in that report, they revealed that the record high production of opium in Afghanistan led to a rapid expansion in the illegal economy in 2017 in the U.S. worth $4.6 billion. That's with a B, opium.
Mm.
That was in 2017. So 4 years, you know, that was when Trump was in there. So you looking at what's going on now. And then with him pulling out, is because who knows what the reason for, but we'll find it out. Everything comes to light.
Yes. Yes, it does.
That is so true. So true. And yes, that's a lot of it, as you put, is what's basically going on, especially using the technology to throw off our frequency, because that's what it's doing. It's throwing off our natural frequency that connects us to our source.
Yeah.
So hopefully everybody has taken the time out dealing with the title of the class, What Does a Good, Great, Good or Great Show Mean to You? And I know for a lot of people, a good show is good entertainment. They want to be entertained.
Yeah.
But we'll get to the entertainment part after we get to the show.
Yes. Well, you have another call before you get. Forgive me. You have another caller before you get started, Brother Eddie.
Okay.
You
want
to take
the call?
Okay. Area code 732. Okay, you got two callers. Area code 732.
Good day. How is everyone?
Greetings,
thank you.
My
we're
sister,
fine.
How are you?
I just wanted to say about that, about kidney failure.
Yes.
5G causes dehydration.
Mm-hmm.
So, like a lot of people having dry eyes now. And it seems like no matter how much water we drink, it doesn't help because we're dehydrating. So when we start to dehydrate, it pulls from our eyes. And the reason COVID can cause so much damage to people is because it's pulling from our muscles too. So when it pulls when it's pulling the fluid from our muscles, it automatically makes you ache. But then after it pulls the liquid, the fluid from our eyes, it goes straight to your kidney and starts draining the fluid from the kidney. And that's why a lot of people, a lot of people having that kidney failure now. I was hearing it when you said how they're going to actually say we're terrorists if we don't take that shot. But I don't, hold on, I have my Tums in my mouth. Let me spit this out.
Okay.
But anyway, I was vaccinated when I was 7 years old. From the time I was seven until I had my first child, classified me as having polio. You could have classified me as a zombie. I mean, I started missing so much school and everything. When I was in high school, I would have to crawl from the gym class to the nurse's office. I went through all of that until I had my first child. And what healed me up was I was in labor for 22 hours. And back then, you know, cesareans wasn't that popular when you have a cesarean.
No, it wasn't.
So they came to me on the 22nd hour, and they asked me if I wanted to have them. I said, oh, no, nobody's cutting on me. So anyway, I laid there in pain. I mean, it was such bad pain. And so all of a sudden, I went into this light, this beautiful, beautiful light. Last week, I believe it was Brother Kwame speaking of the speed of Earth. If it stopped, what it would do to us. So I was moving so fast. Oh, was I moving. It took me so long to get my first baby, right? So anyway, it was such a good feeling. Anybody that did any type of hard drink or any hard drugs or anything, they don't know what a good feeling is. So this feeling was so
right
great.
About that.
I was just going with it. I was like, okay. And I was going with it. And then something said, you know, you wanted this baby for so long. You're dying. Set up. So when I set up, all of the pain and everything came back. But guess what?
Yeah.
That polio or whatever that crap was I had from that shot was gone.
Oh,
so
good.
It was, it was the speed of earth and light
that
actually took that out of me. So that shot, and I have no problem saying it. Somebody said, well, maybe you shouldn't even say you're not going to get it. I'm proud to speak of it. I'm not getting that shot. And I don't
Right.
And see, we should all start denouncing it because people have to know how a whole bunch of people are feeling. And that's when they slow up and leave you alone. You know when they slow up and leave you alone.
Right.
I didn't hear you. What did you say?
I said you're absolutely right.
Oh,
I agree with you 100% because I'm one who's not going to take the vaccine either.
And
I don't trust none of them.
No. How could you trust someone? And then for a lot of the people that call themselves Christians, which I was 1 years ago, and in the Bible it tells you the three sixes. And that's all this is. It talked about how you're not going to be able, if you don't get the sixes put in your forehead, which it means it don't, I guess not literally. So if we don't take the shot, we already took two times three is six, right? So if we, three times two, get the six. So if we don't take the shot, okay, hey, listen, you're a terrorist. I went to Motor Vehicle Agency the other day. And you couldn't even go in there. I was like, oh, my goodness. So that's the same as that. But most of the people that are taking the shot are the Christians. So I'm really not understanding that because it's the three sixes. Like, you can't see it on the forehead, but that's all it is.
Right.
But that's all I wanted to say was something last
week. The only
thing
I can think of for Christians taking it is, I said the only thing I can think of for the Christians taking it is that you obey authority until authority goes against the word of God. And that's the only reason I can see that there are Christians that are taking it. But I'm a Christian, and I can tell you I'm not taking it.
Okay. All right, then. But that was all I had to say so far. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Brother Eddie, you have a couple more people with their hands up. You want them to wait, and so afterwards, or do you want to take them now?
Let's wait a second, because I'm going to echo on what the sister basically said, because that's basically, she touched on something that I'm going to touch on right quick. So let me get into this real quick. So again, what does a good or great show mean to you? And we went through the entertainment. We'll get back to it, as I stated. But the show is no more than class. And this is why I always dub the show as a class.
Yeah.
Because that's all it is. When you look at the numbers, number for show is 18. Class is 18. Mm-hmm. They're both 9. And for me, when you're in class, you should be learning something. Learning is 9. Mm-hmm. It's 27.
Mm-hmm.
Information is 9. It's 36. It's all a part of our life. So whatever space and time we're in, we should be learning some type of information pertaining to our life that gives us the creativity. Creativity is 45, which is 9. Creative is 36, which is 9. See, they put a spell on us. Spell is 18. This is why we get in what they call their time management, when we should be emitting the information that we receive. As Brother Kwame put earlier, the light. The sister also said light, dealing with the speed of the earth and light. Light is 9, 27. But that's making sure you stay on your square. Square is 9, 27. So
what
for
is
me,
education? Go ahead.
Education is 34, which is that 7. And education that they've given us is the 7 called the box. The education that we receive put us in a box. That's why they say think outside the box. Well, how do you think outside the box? Your consciousness takes you outside of the perimeter of the education that the institution, and by the way, institution is 7 along with education, putting us in the box, going to school. So again, stand on your square, stand in the light, dealing with your source. Source is also 27. The source is the light that we get that really gives us the information coming from above, as above, so below, that it gives us, that statement or those words, as above, so below, comes to 9. As above is 22, so below is 23. Added up is 45, the 9. Metaphysics, the 9. That's all part of the learning that we're going through. So that's a show for me when I'm getting all this pertinent information of learning.
Mm-hmm.
It's my life dealing with the light in my source. It gives me creativity to create my own spell that protects me from the nonsense that they're pushing. So for me, that is a good show and great show, dealing
yes.
with the information and the amount of information that's been given. So
mm-hmm.
We touched
so you
on
would like,
Christian. So go ahead.
You'd like me to say what I'm getting from the from this conference? Is that what you're asking me to?
No, no. We'll get into that once we open it back up to what are you getting from, yeah, from the show. Is it a good show, a great show? And like I said, for me, the show is all about the information that we're receiving.
Well,
you know,
I hope I don't
others,
get locked out again. They locked me out last week.
Yeah, well.
Huh?
Yeah, I couldn't
yeah.
get back in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you drop? Because I don't take anyone out. Did you drop?
I have no idea of what happened. I clicked off. I didn't click off. I was clicked off. And then when I started trying to get back in, they said I forgot was some message or something that I was not getting back in. And then so I even
mm-hmm.
tried the other number. But I didn't get – they wouldn't let me in. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to hear that. But honestly, I don't drop anyone, so I'm really sorry to hear that.
Oh, I know it was not you. No, I know that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they haven't did that in a while, but a lot of people used to get cut off and dropped that that
yeah.
calls would drop for whatever main reason. But again, yeah, they do that. You know, we have no control over what they're doing, and we know they're doing mm-hmm. it because they control it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we just have to suffer until next 2 weeks, till the next time the show comes back on, huh?
Or no, just listen
yeah,
to the, go into the archives and listen to it
yeah.
The next day, the part that you missed.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Or later on that night after the show is over with, about a half an hour after the show is over with, you can go back and get it then.
Is it
mm-hmm.
the same dial-in number?
Yes.
Was that, okay.
I mean, you know what, wait a minute, I don't know how it goes for that. I know if you do it through the computer.
Go to the link. You would have to go to the link to listen to the archives or the show that was previous night. You don't call back in. You'll get you have no shows for the next 24 hours. If you call
mm-hmm.
back in, you have to go online and go on the link to the
mm-hmm.
show.
Okay, thank you, because I truly didn't know how that went.
Okay. And two, when we think about it, I want to deal for a second with the mark of the beast, since this is where we are.
Yes.
And dealing with Revelations 13:18, which deals with the 666. And again, we always refer to it, or I always refer to it, dealing with that particular verse that quotes, here is wisdom. Let he who understand count the number of the beast, for it is the number of man. The beast
yes.
is the man. So we
mm-hmm.
don't have
mm-hmm.
to look for the beast anymore, because, again, the key is, like you mentioned, literally. The Bible is not written literally, family. We say it, but I don't think we really mean it and understand it and interpret it within to truly see, because they've told us that the Bible is written in allegories and parables. And I'd like the family to look it up for themselves, but I'm going to give the definition of both. so that we can stop quoting the literal stories of the Bible as if they were true. So here's the definition for an allegory. An allegory as a literary device. It's a literary device. It's not literal. It's a device used. An allegory is a narrative in which a character, place, or event is used to deliver a broader message about real world issues and occurrences. I'm going to say that again. Allegory is a narrative in which a character, not real, a character, a place, or an event is used to deliver a broader message about real world issues and occurrences. When my people bring me the stories of the Bible, they're not tying them into what's happening right here, right now. We stay stuck in those stories and characters that we were given, and it's an allegory. It's a literal device used. Parables, definition for parable, a simple story used to illustrate a moral or spiritual lesson as told by Jesus in the gospel. Gospel is 31, the four, which is spiritual. Lesson is 22. It's a spiritual lesson, family. And it deals with our morals, our spiritual morals. And we keep dealing again with the characters and places and events that happened centuries ago in the Bible, trying to stay stuck there, not bringing them to a broader message to deliver world issues and occurrences that are happening right here, right now. So let's go back to the mark of the beast. Because when we get into that mark of the beast, we're here, we're in it, but we're not finding the connection with the number behind the words that the mark of the beast represents. We know that the mark of the beast deals with us being able to buy, sell, and trade goods. Well, the mark of the beast, as we've been talking about, mark comes to 10, which is 1. Beast comes to 21, which is 3. How many of us or how many people, they buy that lie? They bought it when they took the shot, but they buy the lie. Buy is 1, mark. Lie is 12, beast. What they want us to do is to get the shot. Get is 19, which is 1. Shot is 21, which is 3. The mark of the beast is the shot, family. The sister said that they said that that mark would be put in the forehead or the hand, but we're going to stick with the forehead because, again, we're talking allegories. The forehead comes to 34, which is 7. Your arm comes to 7, family. We still looking up at the forehead, and again, it's the allegory in parables that's letting us know by number that the forehead is no more than the arm. That's where we're getting a shot, right there in the arm. We're getting it over here, and they're getting it over there, regardless of where you are. This is why it's called worldwide pandemic. Here is 21, which is 3. There is 28, which is 1. 1 and 3. Mark of the beast. We keep saying how crazy all this garbage is. It is crazy. Crazy is 12, which is 3. And it's a war. It's a crazy war right now. War is 10, which is 1. The mark. The beast always wants to put war, or let's use a word called violence. Violence is 28, which is no more than the mark that is being used by these people to give it to us. We must learn, well, we already know, we must make a stand. Stand is 19, which is 1. That stand is us exercising our rights. Exercise is 37, which is 1. Rights is 30, which is 3. We have rights that we're not exercising by sitting back and not standing up. We have to truly value our blood. Value 19, 1, blood 12, 3. This is what they're after. We have to learn from one another spiritually in repairing ourselves, because this is what they're trying to affect. This is why they have this device called a cell phone, and how Brother Kwame mentioned most people have it in their pocket somewhere near the center part of their body or that torso that's affecting our organs. Repairing is 37, which is 1. Cell, again, is 12, which is 3. We have to value our blood and our cells because they're trying to destroy it and destroy us at the same time. So understanding these parables, we have the power. That's what He-Man said, and that's what we've been talking about. We have the power. Power is 19, which is 1. And our power is used in our words. Words is 21. To exercise our rights, we have the power in our words. We must be the speaker. Speaker is 28, the 1. And the speaker speaks words, 21, which is 3. They now want to boost everything. Boost is 19. And what are they trying to boost? They call it a booster shot. You now had 1, 2, now they want to give you 3. There's that 3 again. Shot is 21, which is 3. But the booster shots will never stop. They will be endless.
Also, Brother Eddie, the 3, isn't that kill?
Huh?
Give me, and 3 is kill. They're trying to kill us, so you get the third one, it's the kill.
That's the kill. That is the sacrifice, because, again, people aren't dying quickly enough before the people who have taken the shot realize what we're talking about, who are not going to take the shot, what the shot is actually doing. So this is why the warp speed was even pronounced before Donald Trump left office. And now Biden is using the same term, warp speed. Warp is 13, which is 4. Speed is 23. Which is 5. Metaphysics for us. We see the metaphysics and the warp speed that they're saying that they want to use on us for this particular shot, this lie that they're pushing. And who is it being pushed by? The government. Government is 39. 3 plus 9 is 12. 1 plus 2 is 3. It's also being used by who? The acronym for the World Health Organization. Well, who is 12? That's a 3 along with the government being 3. These are the liars who are pushing all of this nonsense on us when we don't exercise our rights. We going to get what we deserve because we're not making a stand. We're not even voicing our true opinions. Understandably, that a lot of people, and I would say half of the people that have probably taken the shot have taken it because of their jobs or because of their livelihoods. So I don't want people to get upset that we're bashing anybody. We understand because people have families. Mm-hmm. They have obligations. They have things that they have to do to provide for their family. So regardless of what's what, they got to do what they got to do. We understand
that. Yeah.
But then there's so many others that are in the position to not, especially the seniors who are retired, don't have a job. It's that they have been frightened, scared into taking these shots.
Yeah, well, you know, Brother Eddie, when you consider that they're talking about cutting off people's Medicare and Medicaid if they don't. So they're going to come after you with your insurance. And then also, they're also talking about charging you more for your insurance if you're not vaccinated.
All of this is part of this plan.
Yes.
I mentioned that last year that a lot of people who are on government assistance better wake up.
Yeah.
Because your stimulus check being three, and that's all your government checks are going to be depending on you taking this shot or being cut from whatever government assistance you are getting.
Yes.
That's going to make another group of people take this shot because all of their funds that they get is going to be messed with by the government.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming.
Yes, it is. It's coming.
So,
it's coming.
Like I said, at the end of the day, this is why they're trying to rev it up and get people to take this shot so fast without it ever truly being tested. And they constantly lie about the test and the science behind it and just stop it. So we have to wake up, those of us who aren't part of this family, part of this listening audience. We have to wake up.
Yes.
See, before we get caught up, and a lot of us are already caught up trying to catch up. Yes, sir. Did someone say something?
Yeah, I believe it was Brother Kwame.
Right. And
Brother Kwame?
Did you drop?
No, he's still here. Maybe, Brother Kwame, did you mute yourself?
Siri, see why can't you hear me?
Okay,
now
we
can
hear
you.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. They're messing with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But go ahead, brother. Uh-oh. Yeah, they messing with him.
Yeah.
They're messing with him.
Okay, entertainment and show. Was that the two words you were using for the show? Can you hear me?
Yeah,
we can hear you. It was good and great, but he was saying that entertainment was
Yeah, I just walked outside because I'm sitting in here. I'm going like, okay, let me go outside and see if I can pick up the signal better.
Okay.
Okay,
but what I'm listening to you and what you're sharing is all on point, but you're looking at the word show. And show is S-H-O-W. W-H-O is World Health Organization Service. Show.
Mm-hmm.
Same letters, but just put it in there. But then, you know, you're looking at entertainment, and what they're doing is to get this shot. They're already giving you the media that put you into this plandemic that they did. The media put you into this plan that they have for you by doing what? They entered and detained you by putting fear in you and making you panic and saying this is going to kill you if you don't follow what we say to do, you know. And that was part of the propaganda that they use in doing this. But even when you look at the word show, okay, then you drop the S, and then how is this going to work? How do we deal with this? The show is telling you what they're doing, but how do we do it? How is it going to happen that we have taken charge and saying, no, we're not going to be vaccinated? This is what you're speaking to in saying the word show and entertainment. Enter and detain you. That's what the whole media thing is that it enters you, puts you into a state of fear, confusion, whatever it is that you want to use it to enter, it enters you, and it has a thing of detaining you or propelling you, one or the other, because education really is a tool to bring out what's in you, not to put in you the programming they want you to live by. So that was my spin on show and entertainment.
So yeah, who and how are they gonna do it? So yeah, we know who, and now we know how.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They gonna take the shot, and they gonna force you one way or another. Because we keep talking about these internment camps, or you might as well say detention centers, however they want to name it. You know, all of this is coming.
Right. Did you hear that piece I sent for what CDC put out?
Yeah.
And that's what they already had in place. You know, all of this has been pre-programmed. And now what they're doing is implement it, because even in this was the practice session of what they're looking at in, what was it, 2015, Jade Helm, when they had the maneuvers in the Southwest, and they were seeing how they were going to implement this King Alfred plan and seeing how they were going to maneuver. And this is another thing to look at. Okay, that was 2015. Now this is 2021. Now they're bringing all the troops in from overseas. Now, what are they getting ready to battle? Since we're now being what? Vaccine terrorists or unvaccinated terrorists, this is the new war on the home front.
That is correct. That's that's it. Like I said, we live in the summer, and we ain't ready for the fall this fall. We ain't seeing what's really going to come down the pipe, you know, because they're putting all the chess pieces in place. And if we don't see what's actually going to happen, we're going to be checkmated in a minute.
But
see,
what
some
what
of
do
us,
you
not
have?
All of us. Some of us, not all of us.
Right. And what do you see happen in the fall?
Oh, the leaves come down. Everything
there
goes
you
down.
Know, because everybody in the tree of life, we're all branches in this tree, and we all have members that are the leaves of our family and the different people. The only tree that really keeps is green is what you go in your backyard and hug it. And this is what I stand here and look at. There you go, because the pine is the mind tree. And that's why it deals what? It drops the what? Pine cones.
Pine needles.
The pine needle and the pine cone.
Yep.
And it stays
that's
up at the brain.
Pine is 14, which is 5. Brain is 14, which is 5. So, yeah, the brain tree.
That's why they
that's
cut down.
That's what my pine tree is.
That's why they cut down so many
down the trees.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Taking all the pine away.
When do they use and cut down most pine trees? For what? What holiday?
Christmas.
Christmas.
Ain't that something? See, you cutting down the gift tree, the tree that gives gifts to the brain. And you want to cut it down so within 15 days you can throw it away.
Well, and this is the other thing now is that they don't even really use, unless you got some real bucks to pay for it, because everybody's using the what? Artificial. And what was the thing that we as a people was running to get? Them aluminum trees.
Aluminum trees.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, look, now they're also saying it's going to be a turkey shortage. They don't have enough turkeys.
Oh, boy. It's like I said, food is 14, so food is always part of this plan that they use. I say it's three that they constantly use. That's food, gas, and guns. All 14. Every year, we have a recycle of all this.
Yes, we have other callers, y'all. I'm going to bring them in.
Okay, do that.
Area code 240.
Oh, cool. My explanation. Greetings, peace. How are y'all?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
you have some background noise.
Okay. No, I don't. I'm sorry. Is there a ringing or something? I'm sorry.
No, I hear talking in the background. It sounds like a TV or
a
maybe
TV
some. Okay, I don't hear anything.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm doing the Zoom. I'm trying to shut the volume out now. You know, I got a Zoom on, but I want to come on. Is that better? Right.
Yes. Thank you. It's clear now. Thank you.
Okay.
Could
you tell us
your name first, please?
I'm Brother Eel. I'm Brother Eel.
Brother Eel. Okay. Hello, Brother Eel.
Thank you, Keith. My explanation of a great show is, a spirit inspires a teaching that delivers a message that transforms the listener. Mine was Brother Eddie. I asked Brother Eddie to do a show on sizzrels, and that show he delivered for me made me listen to it three times within, you know, in that day. And it's been maybe 5 years ago he did a show on sizzrels on it, you know. And so I appreciate him doing that. And also, he still supports me if I call and ask him to support me, you know, like that. So I appreciate you, Brother Eddie. I appreciate your teaching. Right. And I guess you recognize my voice, right?
Oh, Ezekiel, for sure.
Hmm?
For sure. How you doing?
Excuse me, you broke up.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I said, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm really good. Just chilling. I'm working on some stuff and getting it done. Yeah. And but I remember that show. I mentioned you did a show on sizzles. It was very, very powerful. I think you did it like after they showed that one guy doing sizzles. I forget his name. One movie. And I asked you to do a show on sizzles for me. And it was so, so powerful. And it was a great show because you taught so deeply about sigils that anybody can learn it and then design a sigil that they can walk with them all the time, right? Dr. Strange did sigils. Remember when Dr. Strange was doing sigils? When he had them in the training room and they were doing things with their hands? And then I asked you to accommodate me to do sigils. And then you did. And it's just a powerful, powerful show. You know, it transformed me and it affected me. You know what I mean? Like that I still have a sigil in my wallet that I take with me. You know, so it's supposed to open up good energy. And so I appreciate that from you.
Oh, yeah, my brother. Appreciate you.
Got me.
All right.
And thank you. And you know, and that thanks for letting me speak. Peace, family.
No problem.
No, thank you. Okay, we
always
have another
pleasure,
call.
My brother.
Sir, were you complete? Brother Ill, were you complete? I guess so.
I'm complete. Yeah. I just wanted to give that, but thank you, too, compliment him on. Because I find that I learned that his finest work was when you give him a topic. And you give him a topic, and we had the time to Eddie's finest work. He's surgeon. He becomes a surgeon with that. And that'd be the great shows. You know, not that anytime you give away show, but generalizing. But when you give him something specific, he'll turn you out. You know, and I'm WCP from the Ringstone Network, you know, like that. And so I just wanted to compliment you. Because I don't really talk that much, but I just wanted to do that. So I appreciate you. I appreciate the work you give, Eddie. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So thank you very much.
Much love. Thank us, my brother. Thank to us. Because it's all about us fixing us. And I'm just doing my part.
Yeah. A great part. Okay. That's for sure. Consistently great part. Peace.
Thank you.
Peace and love.
Erica 336.
Stepmother AZ?
Yeah, yes it is. Sister Parrish?
Grand Rising.
Can you hear me, Grand Rising family?
Yes, we can, my sister. How are you doing?
I'm very grateful. I'm redirecting my thinking, family. Greetings to all of my extended family, especially the brothers that joined me Monday for my grandson's Earth Day arrival or born day arrival. The energies have shifted, family, a great deal. We have a lot to do on this Overground Railroad chapter. And I like to say, Overground Railroad, Brother Kwame first put that into motion out there into the ethers, and it's been a very interesting journey. And Brother Harris, oh my God, the heat is in the kitchen, or the heat is in the oven, or something, with my family and Brother Kwame. Oh, my God, I'm so grateful for you, the both of you. Sister Antoinette, what I'm talking about is Monday we had a special show that the ancestors had directed me to do. And Sister Setta of the Chemistry Files called me up prior and said, Mama Bonfire, if you want to, began speaking about your life and things that you want to talk about, you have my platform. And I appreciated that because I can be myself on the Chemistry Files. However, it was in honor of my grandson, Xavier Pierre. And since that show and my family being upset and want to stay with the lies and what have you and not dig for the truth, it's just redirected my thinking about a lot of things, including September the 22nd. I'm serious, Brother Kwame. I'm serious, Brother Eddie. Something has happened that I am going to have to really rely on my body and my intuition, and just pray about it, because I'm reconsidering some things that we are going to talk about later on. But I'm just grateful because you, Brother Eddie, Brother Harris, and you, Brother Kwame, really gave me some insight. And then I also owe greetings to Dr. Lestra Lloyd, who had a discussion with me, family, about the journey that I'm on as far as my surgeries are concerned. So I said all of that to say this. We must take control of our own well-being and don't allow anyone to discount you because you're not taking that vaccine. And like you've always said, if you observe people who have taken that vaccine, they're changing right before your very eyes, family. They are changing. So all I can say is be strong within your spirit. No matter if your children leave you, if they don't want to say anything to you or don't want you to be around their grandchildren, your grandchildren, their children, it's okay. It's okay because there's a reason for everything. And just know these are times that there are going to be a lot of family members, friends, and what have you that are going to drop out of your circle. Don't trip about it because that's going to give you time to learn to be with you and your many selves, your higher selves, and that's going to give you time to learn to love you, that house that you walk in. And when you ever get to a level that you are lonely, cry about it. If you feel like crying, cry about it. Get it out. And if you can go and find you a pit or a hole or some dirt that you can dig and put your feet in, I urge you to do that. And I'm threatening to do that here at this facility that I'm in, family. I swear to God, I'm threatening to go over there and find a way to get down in that hole where that California pepper tree has been uprooted. And I told my night nurse, she said, well, Paris, if I don't see you, I don't see nothing. So if that's what you feel like you want to do, just don't get your stitches in there. Just put it up to your knees, and I'll let you do that. I don't want to see you, but I'll let you do that. And family, that's what I'm going to do because I need to be back to earth. I need to be in the earth. Many do not understand how important it is to be with the nature. And I'm grateful for you, Brother Kwame Sunhorse, my dear brother, and sisters, including my mama, connected you back to me by way of Sister Deborah. And you have been a major, major catalyst all these many moons to keep this sister grounded. And I'm telling you, family, we have got to stand our ground and not allow anybody, even if it means your money is going to be taken. Like Brother Kwame always says to me, Source will have your back. And even Wayne Dyer says that. Don't trip because you don't have the answers. When it's time for you to have the answers, Source will send you the answers that you need. Have faith in that, family. Have faith in that. Thank us. Thank you, sister. Thank us. Thank us.
Thank you, sister.
Thank you, Mother AZ. Thanks to us. Thank to us. Thanks to us. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And right quick for you, Mother AZ, every day now I go out, and like I said, I got two pine trees, one to the east and one to the west. So that one to the west, I always hug for you to give you the recuperative powers and the health for recovery that you need. Because I'm sending it, that hug through the winds of the universe, that pine tree, that PT, to hit your PT, which is your pepper tree. So, yeah, you go ahead. When you get your feet, you should feel that energy that I've sent there from these pine trees to you, to that pepper tree. So, yeah, it's a reason that you want to go out to that pepper tree, because that's what I've been sending these vibrations to, that pepper tree from this pine tree. So, yes.
Thank us. I hope.
Yes. Also, I want y'all to know that Brother Ray is under the weather.
Oh, no.
So we want to, you know, make sure that we send out good thoughts for him. And also, don't forget the drumming on Sunday, y'all, at 3 o'clock, no matter where you are in the world, at 3 o'clock Eastern time, we need you on the drums to lift every voice. And it's for all of these destructive powers and everything to come down, that they have to come down, that they will not be able to continue in the path that they're going, that they have to stop. But also, I want y'all to lift Brother Ray up and keep him in your prayers, your thoughts, you know, just, you know, we just got to keep good thoughts and good things flowing his way, y'all.
Oh, yeah, definitely send that energy, those good vibrations through prayer and meditations to Brother Ray, because that's an elder that we can't afford to lose right now, because he's got a lot of things that he's working on, a lot of things that he's doing.
Yes.
And I feel that, you know, it's just something that has got him down right now, but he ain't down for the count. He will be back.
Oh. Yes,
bigger and
will.
Better, you know, because,
yes.
Again, it's a lot more that he has to do. You know, when he gives the information he gives, it's a lot more that he has to share. So, yeah, you know, just
definitely
keep him uplifted.
Yes, and that we have to do. I did talk to him today, so I was, you know, relieved to hear from him. So that's always good.
Okay. Yes.
But we do definitely have to do that. And don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday at 10 a.m. for the Helios Filios. I talked with him today. So he should be back Sunday, and he is well, y'all. Brother Dry Bones is well. And, okay, Saturday I'm having a show, and Yaffa Bay will be with me at 9 o'clock Eastern time. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it, and I know y'all have to be looking forward to it. For any of y'all who don't know who Yaffa Bay is, you can go to yaffabay.com. And also, if you put her, go to YouTube, you'll be able to also find her on YouTube. And that's, you know, Yaffa Bay. Okay, with that, Brother Eddie, I'm going to play the song that you asked for, that you said you liked and you wanted to hear. So I'm going to play that again. And then when we come back, I'm going to have you give your information, and we will go right into the class. That sounds good
okay.
to you?
Sounds good.
Okay, great. Okay, y'all. Now, pay attention to this song, y'all. It's very important.
It's your boy, Papa Duck. Boy, Papa Duck. Add this to your playlist. This is a playlist.
If they can do anything they want to us, we might not be back. I might be in jail. I might be anywhere. But when I leave, you can remember I said with the last words on my lips that I am a revolutionary.
Lady. I'm your knight in shining armor, and I love you. You have made me what I am. You have made me what I am.
What's her name? Her name Freedom. 400 years, I'm still waiting to meet her. 40 acres in the view. The government so full of shit. And black folk, they so pretend. Still vote for the president. Gave you the Bible, say read it. You should've knew then. Ain't no white man gon' jump on no cross and come say your black ass. I'm sorry, bro. I ain't trying to come between your religion. But God gave you common sense for a reason. I pay attention. Planned Parenthood wanna stop us from reproducing. But they don't wanna stop the police. Up in the shooting, the food that we eat, the government know it's cancerous. Doctors get paid to put your ass on dialysis. Mama sick right now, I know you heard, but don't give my nigga, give her them herbs. Chinese buying them land in Africa and Jamaica. Acting like you sleep, my nigga, y'all better wake up. And Bill Gates, don't worry, cause we gon' get you too. Catch you at an interview, hit your head with that woo-de-woo. I'm Haitian, so won't need no vaccination. I just call on the gods and we can settle the odds. Only thing they gon' do is just turn against one another. Conspiracy and Rico, some shit that they don't wanna speak on. Niggas going to prison for fucking with them PPP loans. My dog got the crib, he happy, he got his stimulus. Saying to myself, this all y'all think a nigga worth. Get that shot in your arm, y'all must be crazy. From the same motherfuckers round here kidnapping babies. Emasculating men, it quickly became a trend. Now they wearing tight pants, my nigga shit, I'm defend. Artificial, go study what's humanism. Black folks showing up dead with their organs missing. You might not like it, but Trump and Joe Biden work for the same people, so please don't get excited. And Bill Gates, don't worry, cause we gon' get you too. Catch you at an interview, hit your head with that woo-de-woo. I'm Haitian, so won't need no vaccination. I just call on the gods and we can settle the odds.
People in general, we coming. We coming.
Coming. Okay, Brother Eddie.
Okay,
Brother Eddie?
Okay. I had myself on mute. I'm here. I had myself on mute.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's like I said. Once you send that, I'm definitely going to get into those lyrics. And,
you got it. I sent it.
Okay. I thought I just heard the other phone go off. So, yeah. Great. Yeah, but it's like understanding everything that we do, we have to find our square, our gift, our purpose in what we're doing. Like I said, for me, it's the numbers and the words that I'm so grateful to have received this because I see so much in it that could be used for our children. Because like I said, with this stuff coming, they're going to need something to battle this beast with, this man that calls himself a beast. And like for me, I'm tied to all of you family by the words, the phrases and things you say that I know that you don't recognize the number behind certain things you say, but I do right away. And it ties me to you because I see the spiritual. I see the universal principles and laws, the morals and the words that you use that resonate that number with me. And I'll use our elder brother Kwame, and I know he doesn't mind, but when I started hearing him on different programs, in this program, this class, and he uses the term overstanding, well, that drew me to him right away, because I use the same number, a different word called understanding. Understanding is 49, which is for overstanding, is 49, which is for spiritual. And for me, the I, just like in the alphabet, comes before O. So the understanding comes before the overstanding. But once you get into the understanding, as soon as you start understanding, you immediately overstand. So that's the beauty for me. And when he came up with the Overground Railroad, oh, I was like, look at this, look at this. When you add all of those words up, the Overground Railroad comes to 85. 8 plus 5 is 13. 1 plus 3 is 4 again, baby. So this is how I even connect with you, family, all of you all, that when we talk at different times off the air, I'm hearing the numbers and the words, and it draws me to you because that 4 of that Overground Railroad, that understanding, overstanding, is no more than a magnet. It's a spiritual magnet. For me, I'll say, I can't speak for anybody else, but it's what draws me to the company I keep, company being 13, which is 4. The others in my life, others being 31. It's a certain group of others that I keep company with. It ain't everybody. Certain people I just socialize with. Other people are family. They're not just an associate. So, again, family, I love you because that company of others that I keep are part of my circle in my tree. Tree is 22. I have a particular circle or particular branches and leaves on my tree, my spiritual tree, that are part of that pine tree to me that stays green, green being 23, which is that 5. Because that 5 is no more than that thought. They stay into a spiritual thought. Their interpretation is spiritual. Regardless of how they bring it, from here to the other side, to as above, so below. However, I love you all. That's why even looking at when we say what goes around comes around, it's so true. Because that statement, that phrase, what comes around goes around, comes to 91. 9 plus 1 is 10, the 1. This is why the saying, we speak it into existence. Speak into existence comes to 73, which is another 1. So we're speaking it into existence, and again, what goes out comes back. What goes around comes around. It's coming back to you. So if you lied, it's gonna come back. But that truth is going to come back. Just like the lie is going to come back tenfold to hit you, that truth is going to come back 100-fold to hit you, because that's where we are right now in this age of Aquarius, of truth, of respect, of morals, of standards, of values, and ethics. See, we have to make a stand. Because the standards are no more than you voicing what you stand for. Nobody can voice it for you. You have to be your own drum major. You have to make your own beat, your own word, balance it. Getting back to the entertainment part of it that I said I would get back to. That's all entertainment is. 51 is the 6, the beat, 15, the 6. that we're supposed to be on, not just being entertained, but getting a particular beat, a particular word. 15. We're supposed to get balance. 15. We're supposed to get some type of knowledge. 33. Is coming directly from the earth. 24. To repair. Repair. 24. Our heart. 24. With that balance of the word and the vibration. Vibration is 33. We're on a particular vibration, and when you're touched by that beat, that balance, that vibration, and touch is also 24, 6. When we're touched, we become passionate. Passion is 24. And it gives us that goal that we always refer to. But the goal is also the word that we use to balance where we are and what we're doing. These are the spells that we are capable of doing. Spells are 24. They put a spell on us. But we can use spells to offset whatever they dish out. All we have to do is learn them. I'm doing the research that I do that I don't have a lot of time to be on the internet, this, that, and the others. I have books dealing with these things, dealing with crystals, dealing with magic, ancient magic, not just magic, ancient magic from back in the day. I have a book dealing with ancient magic that's dated in the early 1900s. The book was only 5 cents at that time. Brother Derek looked it up online, and the book is over $100 now. But back then, the book was only $5, and I got it for 25 cents at the flea market. Wow, come on. We can find a lot of gems in a lot of thrift stores and flea markets, depending on what you're searching for, because whatever you're looking for is looking for you. So we got to get out and find what we're looking for so we can see it.
Brother Harris.
Yes, is someone saying something?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to clue the family in about something that you shared Monday on the chemistry files about Queen Creek. That brought so many memories in a heart flash. What are the odds? Is a vortex there or something? My family have ties there in Queen Creek. And what are the odds? Can you express what does that mean from your point of view, the numbers, and your friend is there. It's a vortex there. I need you to know that. That goes generations back in my family. Things that happen that I cannot get into. But when you mentioned that, I knew then that something very powerful is getting ready to unfold in my family, the Paris family. So can you just expound on that, because it's been bugging me ever since you mentioned it.
Okay, well, basically, family, what I'm making a venture out to get with Mother AZ and do some classes out there next month. And in my preparation, I had and still have a good friend, but at those days back in the 70s, he was my best friend in high school. We were referred to as yin and yang. he would be considered a high yellow brother, and I'm very dark. So in high school, we would refer to as yin and yang because we were both into martial arts. Again, y'all know how I'm into Bruce Lee. He's my counterpart. So long story short, we hadn't connected for over 25 years, hadn't talked or anything. So I got in touch with some of his family members that are still here in Chicago, and he happened to call Monday, and we had an extraordinary conversation, you know, about the last 25 years with him. I didn't have much to add other than I got divorced. He's been married 3 times, and he said it's over. 3 strikes, he's out. He'll never get married again, but, you know, he deals with his little girlfriend. But the key with Mother AZ was saying that I was under the impression, but it's been 25 years ago, that he was in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I had been looking up and trying to find out everything about Scottsdale. Well, once we talked, he told me that he stayed in Queens Creek, Arizona. And for you, Mother AZ, Queen is 21 and Creek is 21. A 3 and a 3. That's 6. We've been talking about it. So he let me know that, hey, he apologized just as much as I asked for his forgiveness for not looking him up way before now, but things happen for a reason. And he told me that, man, he hadn't had anybody from Chicago there in over 10 years, and don't too many people visit him, but it's because his work, he's a detective now. So he's dealing that, plus he has his own dojo. But he has a 4-bedroom house, 2-car garage, and told me that, man, you come here, you got a place to stay. You ain't got to worry about nothing. We got a lot of catching up to do. So that made my heart jump for joy that, wow, okay, now I ain't going to be in a place in Arizona where somebody can't show me around or do this, doing that, knowing that Mother AZ is not in the position or condition to just point things out to me. And we drive places and she showed me this, that, and the other. So him saying that he would be available for that, oh, it was just great. So, yes, that made me feel that the universe is just letting me know, like we all do, when we just put our trust and our true faith in the universe and what we want, the universe will abide by that if we're true to heart. If we're really true, then what needs to happen for us at any particular time, as Mother AZ said, just be quiet and be still. If you're looking for the answer will come. But you have to be still and be quiet and pay attention in order to see what it is, the signs and symbols, because that's what it will probably come in, not saying that it's guaranteed. But it will come in different signs and symbols, and we have to be aware and have a connection, a personal relationship with signs and symbols, because certain signs and symbols are for you and you alone. This is why we see and witness certain things that will never happen again, because it was only for us to see and us to witness. So we have to pay attention, family. And this is why I'm always talking about the numbers, because the numbers are always, 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 they never fail. They're always giving messages, even in the images that we look at dealing with the signs and symbols. Every sign, every symbol that you see has a number behind that image of that sign or symbol. For me, that's how I recognize what the numbers are giving me to lead me, because that's where I've been going and how I've been directed for the last 5 years now, well, 6 years now, actually, since my book came out. So I definitely lay back and I don't take the lead no more. I let the numbers of what it's leading me to do and it's already what I want to do. It's already, it was my gift that was designed in me, and that's it. We were born with this gift. We just never recognized it. And again, as Brother Kwame said, they're not going in to help you bring the gift out. They're pumping stuff in us, a program that has nothing to do with our gift. Nothing, nothing, nothing at all. And we're spinning our wheels, and half of the time, most melanated people don't even want to learn the education other than reading, writing, and arithmetic, as they said, counting their money, being able to count. Everything else is none and void. Because when you look at it, if you ain't a history major or a neuroscientist that needs advanced calculus and all type of math, or an architect, why do we learn all of these things in school that when we get out of school, we never use them? Ain't nobody asking you in a job interview who discovered America, when that was a lie anyway, but they're not asking you that question. They're not asking you any of the things that 90% of the nonsense we learned is never even utilized once we get out into the real world. Unless you went for a particular profession, doctor, lawyer, engineer, so forth and so on. Everything else, for those of us who have common jobs or secretarial jobs, then yes, some of the skills come in with typing and spelling is good. But again, the majority of everything we've learned in school, we have not used one iota to help us survive, to help us get a job, to help us to even communicate. We don't talk about history in a everyday conversation unless something came up that brings it up. Other than that, and it's not going to be used to father your finances unless you're a teacher, a professor, or somebody in the teaching profession. So again, to see these things now and to basically give them to our children, as I said, the digital age last week, well, that's our children. Digital is 31, children is 31. Age is 13, new school is 31. Our children are a new spirit. That new school is a new spirit. And if we can't talk to them in the language that they're using, then they're not really hearing. Because we have to engage them where they are to pull them in. And for me, the numbers of everything they're saying, I could use it metaphysically. We all can. All we have to do is sit back and tabulate what they're saying, put that number to it, and find that spiritual essence of that same number but a different word. That once we talk to them where they are, pull them in metaphysically. Because the internet is metaphysics to them. Same number, different word. But they don't hear us when we talk about metaphysics. They're into the internet. They don't hear us when we talk about as above, so below. They're into the internet. So if we could use the internet to bring them into as above, so below, bring them into the metaphysics, bring them into the learning of the light, of the source. For you, Antoinette, the source of Jesus, that's okay. If you can use that and tie it to even class, class 9, Jesus is 9. You can tie all that we talked about dealing with the show, dealing with Jesus. But it's all in the way that we articulate it so they're not turned off because they think we're going down this rabbit hole of repeating these allegories and parables of the Bible. which has no meaning for them today. That's why we're supposed to make it dealing with these world issues, making it a broader message to deal with real issues of today, here and now. And for me, this is the way I can do it and share it with you so you could do the same thing. Because for me, I'm open. If anybody got anything good or better than what I'm giving, my ears are open. Like I said, I'm a good teacher, but I'm a better student. This is why I say I learn from you all, because I know that your gift is not my gift in being able to translate these numbers from the words that are spoken. So that's my magic. And it's a beautiful thing, because like I said, once I saw it, I knew it was for me. And once the universe and the creator knew, said, let's blast her. Let's give it to them with both barrels. And man, the downloads are constant and beautiful. And at times, like I said, when I need to take a week off from the classes, I have to, because I have to be more receptive. And during the week, I'm always preparing for the next class. I have ample time, a whole week. So, but when I started getting the reboot and the downloads on a constant, I can't do a show, because I got to pay attention to what's being given. And for me, I write everything, everything. Because again, I get so much from you family that is not on my plate. It's not actually part of my journey until I hear it. Just like with you all, certain things you're into, but you'll hear something from a related video or something else that kind of pulls you in, and it's somewhat related to where you're going and what you're doing. But I know that
forgive
everybody
me,
that I
forgive
hear,
me, Brother Eddie. Forgive me, y'all. Mm-hmm. We have 1 minute. I'm sorry. We have 1 minute for you to call in. The call-in number is 626-414-3504. 626-414-3504. And Brother Eddie, if you can give it real quick, the 515.
And the other number is 515-605-9343. Again, that's 515-605-9343.
Okay, y'all, you have 1 minute. Forgive me. I'm sorry.
I didn't know. No, ain't no problem, because I hadn't even paid attention to the time to know we was that close up to 10 o'clock already, you know. But that's when I know it's going good, when I don't pay attention to the time, you know, because I'm so engulfed into what I'm doing. And normally we would have more callers, and during that time I have time to look at the time while people are talking. But when I'm talking, I don't pay attention and I don't look at it. So thank you for that, and hopefully people who wanted to call in, you have called in before these last few seconds, and you can't get in, you know.
Yes, I'm so sorry. Boy.
Yeah, it's no problem. You did catch it. It wasn't like 10 past and it was 10:01, and you're like, oh, I can't say it now. The time is up, you know, so at least you got it in, you know, so thankful for that.
Oh, boy.
You know, and go ahead, Brother Quay. Are you trying to say something? Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, I've been listening to it, and everything is in divine order. And what is being done with Sister Antoinette, you know, and yourself and the others that are doing, you know, this message giving, it's what we're doing is awakening, you know, those things. What like you said, entertainment, enter and to detain you. No, we're entering to awaken our people and to awaken what's within them. It's already in your DNA. But what you have to have is the right number, the right word, the right song to activate that DNA, that Akashic record download that you may have been sitting in the sun getting and not understanding that what was over you was putting into you a new program, a new energy that will help you to live your purpose and what you were brought here for, because we each came with a purpose. And what we have to do is their knowing, and this is what the system of things to do, is to shut us down and reboot us to be an artificial intelligence instead of us being a divine intelligence.
Yes, I definitely agree. I agree wholeheartedly and 101%. Throwing me into that 100, being that 1, that other 1, 101, that 11. So, yes, I agree 101%, my brother. Because, yes, these downloads are powerful. But, again, once we take that time, understanding this year of the 5 being 2021, which is no more than a reboot. Reboot is 23, the 5. We are all being rebooted with all of this information, with the activation coming again from all of these celestial events and occurrences that we are a part of, not spectators, because that's what they got us doing now. We're sitting on the sidelines spectating. We are a part of the events that are actually happening. As above, so below. And once we get into understanding that we are part of this celestial events and not a spectator, because we are a spectator to some degree, but we are active participants when we start doing the rituals, the ceremonies, even the conversations dealing with the celestial occurrences that happen. We become connected to nature, to the universe. This is why Mother AZ kept using the word need. She didn't say I want or desire. I need to get out there and put my feet in the soil, in the ground. I need, she kept saying. I loved it. See, that's nature calling to her. That's the wind. The Galactic Federation saying, yeah, this is part of your healing process out in nature, the Creator helping you to heal, because heal is 14, family, that 5. We're all going through a healing and an awakening. This is why they called it the Force Awakens, as Mother AZ asked for those numbers to Queen Creek, 2121. Well, Force Awakens is 2121. That movie dealing with the Jedi and Star Wars is all part of our ancient comedic history that, again, has been changed, just like the classical movie of The Wizard of Oz and how it was all dealing with the heart. This is why they stopped at the Emerald City to get the information, for the change of the beat of the heart. Because there, the Emerald City, the Green City, and Emerald is 23, family 5, Green is 23, 5. They just changed the word. The number remained the same. Same color, different word, but it's the same number. So that heart chakra, Green, the Emerald City, is no more than our ancient story dealing with the trial by feather, that your heart is measured by that of a feather. That's why it's dealing with the heart chakra, because that's where the change begins. Change 23, Emerald Green 23. The change starts in that chamber of the beat of the heart. This is what that particular classical movie is talking about. That's why I said if you go back and look at the beginning, the wizard that played several parts, the other part that he played was called Professor Marvel. And we're dealing with all of these Marvel movies right now. But just sticking with Professor Marvel, when he took Dorothy in his little wagon and told her the ancient stories using the crystal family, the crystal balls of the priests of Isis and Osiris. Why is this old country bumpkin in a wagon talking about our history to Dorothy before she has her trip to Oz? It's our story, family. That's why he introduced it with the crystal ball. Crystal ball gives you the future. So, again, it's like I said, they hid and they hide so much in these movies. But again, once we get to where we're supposed to be, when we're supposed to get there, because everybody ain't going to get there at the same time. Some might not ever get there, you know, but hey, we can't stop what is destined because we didn't have nothing to do with who gets there and who does not. The universe dictates all changes. So any change we're going through, the universe is dictating it at this age, this era of Aquarius, the reboot. This is what we're going through. And I'm loving it because we're finding each other spiritually. I'm hearing the spirit in a whole lot of us on these lines. That's the crazy thing. When I get out in my so-called personal realm out here, my neighbors and different people, they're not into it. They can't even hear it. The deaf leading the deaf and the blind leading the blind, they can't hear it. They can't see it. Or I'll say they do see it when I break it down because they agree with it, agree being 23, but then they disregard it because it's not a part of their life. They was never nothing on their plate. They not going to try to get into it. It ain't about the numbers. It's about the metaphysics. It's about the information that is supposed to be learned so it could be applied. It could be utilized. And a lot of us are not utilizing the information that we're getting. We hear it. And like I said, for me, I hear with a lot of people, it's a feel-good moment when they hear it. The brother Eel came and reiterated that the show that I did with him 5 years ago, he went back and listened to it three times. There's that three. Listen to it three times because it was pertinent information in that particular show for him. This is why we constantly say download these shows because, again, with this talking about what they're talking about, well, we know already put ourselves out there on Front Street who come on the airs and tell the world we ain't taking this damn shot.
Yep.
So we out there already. See?
Yep.
So, again, they can start cutting off these shows since we're considered domestic terrorists now.
Yeah.
Why are we going to let a domestic terrorist influence people with his numbers or what have you for people not to take the shot? Let's just take them off the air. See?
Yeah.
So we can't think that these things aren't out of the picture. They are. And I always feel the universe is letting me know the only reason we're still on is because they're getting our algorithms. They're finding the words that we're talking about. They're finding what attitudes that we have. If we're basically going to accept the nonsense, are we going to stand firm on our ground? on our square. So they want to know, just like if you go to some of these shows and they say how many listeners or callers or followers or whatever they have under there, they like, this is too many people.
Yeah.
So when they really feel, but the thing with me is understanding that they already know. A lot of people going to hear it and it's just a feel-good moment. They're not going to apply it. So they know at least half of the people ain't going to do the work to get proficient with the numbers and words and knowing the messages behind these words that the number of these words are giving them in their everyday lives, because this is what I'm letting the people know is what's happening. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Just apply the numbers to whatever it is, the words that you even use, and find other words with the same number that will start to lead you down your own personal rabbit hole, because it's your journey. That's why you're using it for whatever profession, job, whatever it is you do, apply it to it, because it does not take away. It enhances, because you ain't trying to do nothing nobody else do. You're doing what you normally do. You're just using a particular method of seeing something different that was never taught in these institutions. And again, the way Brother Kwame brought it with, I like to use educate, not education, because educate is 31. Education is 34, which is the box. That's why it's education at M and it's not educate. It's just educate, which is your spiritual understanding, overstanding. See, so they could bring out of you what you were born with in the very beginning. They see it when we didn't see it, but now we're
yes.
able to see it. Is somebody
yes.
trying to say something?
Yes, yes, Brother Eddie. Do you know what they will not take the show off because they're being educated. You
mm-hmm.
know, I didn't know when I was speaking before about. You wanted to know what we learned. What learning means to me is the fact of education. I know you said educate, but I had education on there already.
Mm-hmm.
It does not mean college. It really does not even mean money. Teaching our own word, which was from the beginning of time. When I am with my family, I love to hear what my own family facts. I love to hear my own family facts. But I am
mm-hmm.
always told to go to Google. I don't really want to ask Google anything, because all Google has is what we have given years ago. So why should I have to go to Google when I'd rather get it from my own people, which is the true education, the facts of true education. My information, I want it to come from the originators, the original, the aboriginal, and to me, that's the best education, not just myself, but I usually don't speak for other people. But I'm going to say that's the best education anyone can get. Is, you know, we sit around, and this is what they used to do years ago. Three people come together, okay, and they start putting things out there. Well, is this it? Is that it? And that's what we really should do, because we have it already. We don't need college. We were the colleges. The
mm-hmm.
educators, you were speaking of the computers and everything now, and I didn't even realize it, but years ago when my children were younger, and so my youngest daughter, she was 5 at the time, she did something. So I was thinking, I was like, gee whiz, these children just don't seem like they hear me. So I got my strap and I'm spanking her, and I started rapping. So when I started rapping, when I finished, here come the other three, right? And they understood everything, everything I was trying to get into her head. She didn't just understand it. They all did. So like you were saying, sometimes we have to step out of ourselves and go to where people are for them to get the facts of what life is about. But I guess that was all I had to say, is that I just get so much from our people that I don't have to go to Google. And as a matter of fact, when I used to do all of that stuff and Google and everything, when Obama was in and I pulled up the White House and it said the Nigger House, I was like, well, my God. So, you know, I don't really need all of those games and everything. I'd rather get it from my family. And this is what I consider all of you, my family. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
my sister. And that's excellently put, because, again, that's the 21 right now with the shot that we're not taking, because this is school. That's why I said the show is a class, see, and we in school right now. School is 21. We called it and referred to it as the school of hard knocks, baby, because they've been knocking us upside our head for a very long time.
Yeah.
But that's where we get the information from the schools right here, in the streets, in your homes, in your communities, for those who still have communities and neighborhoods. In the barbershops and beauty shops, beauty salons. This is where we got all of the pertinent information. Because, again, we came from the heart and we spoke, as we said, the facts that we had learned. That's why facts is 23, which is 5. Learn is 14, which is 5. Brain is 14, which is 5. The computer, 32, which is an artificial brain, computer is 32. So we had the original, as you stated. We have the original computer. It's called our brain. But they have, through time, they say the devil and his wicked and devilish devices, well, this is how they're using this technology, through the devices. It's devilish. See, because, again, when we get it, and I love when people say, oh, Brother Ed, I get it now. I get it. I love it when they get it. Get is 19, it is 12. 19 plus 12 is 31. That's spiritual. That's why the it is the last two letters to spirit, 31. You get it because you get in the spirit now. I love it. And as far as understanding what we're talking about, these cell phones that were made for this particular time, this is why they're introduced at the times they're introduced, because they've been out for decades in military and other venues, but they released it to the public 10 to 20 years later. After they played with it and saw exactly what they could do with it as far as weaponizing these devices. But if you remember, for those of us who are old enough, the cell phone was originally called the mobile phone.
Yeah.
Why did they change it from mobile to cell? Because that's exactly what it does. That's why the screen to these phones are black, dealing with the universe being black, absorbing, because it's black, dark, that absorbs the sun. So just like these cell phones, when you look up at these 5G or cell towers, that's what those panels are, cell panels, just like your cell phone. But the key is they're meant to kill and block your frequency along with killing you. That's why the biggest organ on the body is the skin, the endocrine system. The skin is the biggest organ. is the biggest sale. So this sale is supposed to collect the solar energy from the sun. And now we have this device that blocks this frequency coming into our cell by using or having a cell phone on our person. That's why, as of late, as I stated, I leave my cell phone in the house a lot now. When I go outside and get under my trees and do my meditation and visual, I do not take this technology with me. It's in the house. I don't want nothing blocking what the universe and nature has to offer me by some artificial device. This is why the cell phone was put in place for just the number it is. Cell phone comes to 29. Cell is 12. Phone is 17. 12 plus 17 is 29. Well, the cell phone is used for what? Communication. Communication is 38. Another two like cell phone. But what it has done before we even realize what we have the capacity to do, we have the capacity to use telepathy. Uh-huh. We've always had it. It is in our DNA. But telepathy is 38, also a 2, with communication and cell phone. But if you got the cell phone, you won't be able to even activate the telepathy hemisphere within the brain because we're letting the phone do it for us. Even remember numbers, telephone numbers. We use our phone for grocery lists and everything else because we don't want to write it down for one. And the big thing, we can't even remember what we want to go to store for. We get there and start seeing stuff in the store, and don't it throw you off? You get there and say, well, Dad, wait a minute. What did I come here for? Because I see this, I want this, but that's not what you needed, what you came there for. How many times have I heard, and me myself, use the statement, damn, I came in here for a couple of items. Now I'm leaving with $50 worth of stuff, $100 worth of stuff. I came in here to spend $20, $25, and I done spent $100. See, programming, family. Programming because we can't remain focused. 23, focus on what we get in, go in there, get it, and get out. We get in there and we start eye shopping and looking around and looking at stuff that wasn't on your list. Had nothing to do with what you was going to store for. But that's part of the programming. When we see things that wasn't on our minds, we start desiring certain things. Oh, man, let me get this. Oh, let me get that. Oh, let me. See? And it's like everything else as far as school. We have to practice. That's why practice is 32. Focus, 23. That's why you practice what you preach. Practice 32, preach 23, 5 and 5. Food for thought, food 14, thought 41, 5 for 5, or 5 and 5. So, yes, we have to truly understand that our cell on our body, our skin, needs to be disconnected from this technology when we truly are in the sun getting basking in the sun, getting that energy, getting that download, getting your source of information from that light up above. Because this is what Parliament was talking about. Flashlight. Everybody's got a little light under the sun, shining on the funk, family. It's shining on the thought. It's shining on your kingdom, thought being 41, kingdom being 23, heaven being 23, brain being 14. Your brain is the heaven, as above, so below. It's your brain, and we're still looking at, again, the parables and allegories of what heaven is, the parables and allegories on what the beast and what the devil is. Well, beast and devil are the same number, 21, which is the same number of man, 3. That's the only beast and devil we should be concerned with. The other image, which is wrong, is their creation, their depiction of the Baphomet, of the devil. That's their image. And we've bought into it. We've accepted it and embraced it. Whatever they've said as far as heaven and hell. A lot of us on these lines are not there, or they've gotten past that. But it's more people than us that are twisted, that are into this nonsense. And they're stuck on weakness. I was about to say stupid, and I got to get that out of my vocabulary because, again, the number is right, 31. But it's not stupid nor dumb. It's weak. 13 is weak. W-E-A-K. Not your work week. But the week,
nope,
as far as strength. We're weak. And this is what the 40 hours of week working does, makes us weak beginning the weekend. Because most people's weekend, which the weekend is actually Friday and Saturday. Sunday starts a new day of the week. So people, Friday night just got paid. They ready to go party and this, that, and see, even party comes to 18, which is no more than the class for me. When I'm having a party, I'm learning. I don't care where it is. I'm throwing these numbers to it, and I'm getting the spiritual information from whatever circumstance or situation I'm in. It's a spiritual lesson being given that we miss. A lot of us miss, not all. We miss the majority of the time because we're not looking for the spiritual information. We're looking for whatever we're doing as far as recreation or entertainment. Just like a vacation, for me, I don't call it a vacation. I don't call it recreation. I use the same word and pronounce it a different way. It's not recreation, it's recreation. Every time we leave our so-called place of residence where we live and go to another place, it's helping us to recreate ourselves because we have to recreate ourselves going to the different areas that we go to. We can't do what we did in our own house or homes in somebody else's house or even a hotel, motel, wherever you go. You still have to respect that place. And if we learn to respect our place, our own home, our own house, starting with our own temple, the way we respect others when we're visiting them, and we respect their house, their rules and regulations of whatever they might be, but we respect them because we're there. If we gave that same amount of respect to our own, we would clean our own house up. Because a lot of us have a lot of stuff. That's why stuff is 31. And if it ain't spiritual, it's a lot of junk. Junk is 14. My stuff now is becoming spiritual. My junk is becoming a part of my interpretation and thought. So it's not junk, because all of the physical and material junk, like for the last week and this week, I've been throwing a whole bunch of stuff out, a whole bunch of stuff that I haven't used, I haven't even thought about in years. Why do I still have it? I don't even use it. But we keep it for whatever reason. I used to tell myself, it's sentimental reason. Throw that garbage out. I'm telling myself, throw that shit out. It's just cluttering up your place. This is why we got to come clean. And it's not just with the words we say. It's with our living. We got to clean our own house, your own temple, because that's where it starts. Temple is 23, which is 5. Tower is 23, which is 5. They're using the cell tower to affect our temple cell.
You know, Brother Eddie, when you was talking about cell phones, I thought about the cell phone has taken over a lot of parts of our brains. You know, before, if there was a telephone number, we would remember it. But then we started relying on the cell phones, because sometimes using a cell phone, if you don't have that cell phone, we don't even hardly know the numbers anymore. So
That's true. It's
taken over. It's taken over a lot of the brain. And then the cell phone and the microwave is pulling the energy together. My daughter was on the cell phone a few years ago, and the cell phone and that microwave, it was like lightning came out of the microwave to the phone. The phone was sticking to her face. I had to get it off, and her skin was burnt afterwards. Yeah. So these cells that's coming from this stuff, all the 5G and all this stuff is all, you know, it's all combined together to take from our brains. And like when I was saying earlier how, like, Antoinette, when you were saying you was wondering why so many people were having kidney failure, and I was saying how the water is being pulled from us. And what are our bodies? I think a baby is 85% and we're 75% water.
Yeah,
and mainly,
you're right.
And mainly from our brains. Our cells, all our brain cells, all have some water in them. And so when we start to dehydrate, one of the first things that happen if you're not laying down is you start getting dizzy. Because that water is leaving the brain cells. Just as some people, oids and roids, sometimes that causes a water overflow. And then what happens is, like, and this may sound really outrageous, but people that do a lot of evil and everything, that's what happens to them. Their brain starts to overflow with water. Just the opposite of people starting to dehydrate from this 5G and stuff. So the cells is what they're really messing with right now, and the cells hold a lot of water. But thanks again.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And,
May I be heard?
Yes, you can, Mother AZ. Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. Family, I love the bejesus out of all of you. Thank you, my sister. I don't know who you are or where you're calling from, but I've been listening, and you are really encouraging me to move forward with doing what my intuition is telling me, no matter what. Not to be afraid or have any fear, just do it and heal your mind, body, and spirit. Thank you all, family, for giving me little bits of encouragement. Appreciate it. You have no idea of what this is doing, including Queen Creek. Oh, God, this is so powerful, family. thank us. I'm listening. I know I'm talking in riddles, but I'll express it to you soon. Thank us.
You know, Mother Avery.
Thank you, Mother Avery.
That snake, those two snakes that were on that pole, put on that pole, it says, it didn't tell us to go out to the physician to heal us. It said those snakes are on that pole going two different ways. And it says, physician, heal thyself. And this is how we become healed through one another's love. And so once you start getting all of that love, just like with me, I crave a lot of junk. But once I get the right type of love, I don't need that junk. And it's the same thing like you're saying to be healed. Once you start getting love, love is healing. And that's what you're feeling. Thank you again.
Thank God. Thank God.
Yes, you're quite right. Like I said, it's all in the numbers for me because heal is 14, love is 14, family.
Mm-hmm.
I see it all in the numbers of everything that is being said because, again, it's the numbers that don't lie. Exactly for me, they don't lie. So when we talk about heal, we're talking about love. It's the same thing. See, because love should heal. It should destroy. It shouldn't make you feel bad that you got to answer to some other person's nonsense. Because, again, it's the way they feel you should be doing something. You know, it's what I call expectations. Like we all say, people put expectations on other people. Don't do it. Because the expectation is only for you. You're the one that's expecting something from another person in a particular way. That's your expectations. And you not put it on somebody. We can't do that. See? We're no more than the mirror like the person we are expecting to do something. They're a mirror. And that mirror of expectations is mirrored back on you. So we stop the nonsense. So, yes, Mother AZ, and to most of us, the fear starts from the things you hear. See, because if you didn't hear certain things, you wouldn't have a fear about nothing. You know, you didn't come to this world fearing anything. It's only because you've heard things that put you in fear. That's why here is 17 and fear is 17. They're both 8. This fear that they're pushing on everyone to hear is psychological. 44, 8. They call it a psychological war. And this is exactly what they're doing, and we have to revamp that and take that mental illness that they're pushing on us because mental is 17, which is 8. This is all mental. That's where it starts, in the brain, in the mind, even as a slave. You're only enslaved by your thought. That's why slave comes to 19, which is 1. You are the one, and you're not a slave unless you allow somebody to make you a slave, as the Willie Lynch letter reinforced. How to make a slave and how to keep a slave for 300 years. There's that 3 again, 300 years. Willie Lynch letter came out in 1712. 300 years from 1712 is 2012, y'all. The end of the world, as they said it. Made movies about it. 2012. But it was all lined up with what is already, so it's been written, so shall it be. In that book we've been quoting for so long, literally, instead of seeing the actual allegories and parables that are dealing with today's issues, we not talked a lot of this stuff into existence because we didn't see what we needed to see because we were seeing it out of a skewered lens, out of a conditional perception. It's conditioned to perceive these things that way, so even when we talk about them, we can't get out of the perception that we have conceived that the stories were given, that we start giving the stories the same way. No change. No broader message. dealing with the issues right here in the occurrences right now that we're dealing with. We'll keep using those same characters, be it Jesus, Moses, Solomon, so forth and so on, that are all characters of the Bible. And the Holy Bible is telling you about your body. Holy Bible comes to one. Your body comes to one. The Bible is telling you the instructions of your body, the processes happening in your body from the top to the bottom. Top being 12, 3, bottom being 21, 3. You can even go to the middle. Middle is 21. Top, middle, bottom, all three, baby. All part of the cell that is being affected. 12 being a 3. Cell being a 3, which is 12. So, yeah, this is why they want to shoot us so bad with this lie. This shot is supposed to be your salvation. Salvation is 30. No, it's not your salvation. It's you allowing them to use you as a sacrifice. You followers of Jesus, since he was sacrificed, y'all are going to be sacrificed. That's why sacrifice is 39. 3 plus 9 is 12. 1 plus 2 is 3. We back to the 3. You're going to be sacrificed with this shot. 3 that's going to kill you. 3. That's why they opening up the schools. Again, if this variant of this Delta nonsense is more contagious and worse than the COVID, why are you opening up the damn schools to let our children back in to get infected since you're saying this is what's happening? Why would you risk the chance on putting the children back in school? What is that for? What is that about? School is 21. It's part of the shot plan. This is why we talked about it earlier this year or last year, that the shot was going to be introduced to the school where children can take it without their parents' permission and without their parents' knowledge. That's the only place that they'll be able to get away with this nonsense, because every other place you are under adult supervision, be it your parents or some other elder, some other adult. But at school, you're in the hands of these monsters.
May I be heard?
Yes, you can.
You know what, family? Brother Harris, you just jarred my memory. When my daughter, Shannon, was 10, I went berserk on her because my grandmother, who was, 80-something, pushing 90 at the time, came up and told me that she actually saw my daughter Shannon screwing somebody else, and my daughter was only 10 at the time. 10 years old, family. I went ballistic because she didn't get that from me. I hardly ever allowed her to even see me in bed with my husband at the time. And I went off and I beat the shit out of her, to be honest. So the next day, the truant officers, the police came to arrest me on my job, family. And I don't know how they allowed her to convince them that that was the worst thing that I could have done. But what saved me, from going to jail for beating my child for screwing at 10 years old was the truant officer who took her case, found out some things about my 10-year-old child. She was very advanced. She was gifted and above, ahead of her time, you know. And he said, Miss Khan, he said to me, He said, if your daughter had not showed who she really was, and she is 30 years old at 10, where she learned these things, I didn't have a clue, but she did. Anyway, family, my child, and she went from foster home to foster home, and then she almost ended up in trafficking through social services. This is a true story, all right? Now, the nurse at the school believed everything that she said, and that's how that ball started rolling. But I said this to say that. I said all of that to say this. We have to be careful of the schools. And if you have a way to teach your children or your grandchildren and homeschool them and keep them out of this nonsense, you may be saving your children from being caught up into the trafficking industry. And I know you know what I'm talking about, because social services and the schools and all of these other agencies are all in bed with each other to traffic your children. And if it had been for my dad and my granddad being 33rd degree Masons and figuring out how to get my child out of that system, she would not be the woman that she is today. So this is very dangerous times, people, and we must wake up. And you just reminded me of that, Brother Harris, and thank us. I thank you, family, for being here for me, because I got a lot of healing to do from all of that.
We thank you, Mother AZ, as always. And again, I didn't mention it. You brought something to my mind that I know and we all know now. Because, again, like you said, you don't know where your daughter learned that from. But today, right here, right now, we know where they're learning it. They're learning it off the Internet. And if your child isn't watching porn or somebody else's child is watching it, and when they go to school, they gonna talk about it. They might even try it out or come up with a meeting place in order to try it out. It might be drugs, not sex, but it's something that they can now see on the Internet 24/7 by the use of their cell phone. They don't even need the computer, because the cell phone is a miniature computer now. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
An excellent part that we've gotten to is for the children. You know, we as the elders and the wisdom keepers, and what we're looking at is, you know, Julius Nyerere said, whosoever educates your children controls your future. And what we've done is we've shut down the little colored schools that we used to have, that we were teaching every grade from kindergarten to 12th grade in one little schoolhouse. But there's an article in The Atlantic, and it was last year, but I saved it, and it was important because it says, oh, no, they've come up with another generational label. I'm a baby boomer, okay? My children are Generation X. Generation X, then you have, there's another one, X, Y, Z, millennials. And now what we're looking at is the alpha generation.
Millennium.
Well, you have the millennial, but their children, because the millennials are now the 20-year-olds because millennials started in the late 90s, 2000. Those are the millennials. And so what we have now is the millennials' children are now the children that are in preschool and in school now. And these are what they call the Generation Alpha, because they ran out of alphabets. Generation Z was the last generation. And then now they've gone to alphas. But what we're seeing is, like Brother Eddie's saying, is that everything is in their hands now, or in their iPad, or in them being able to sit and look through the artificial intelligence to retrain them. And the part that we're seeing is that this is who the whole focus is for. Because when you look at this, the 2020 census, and they just put out the census, that, and I was just looking at it, that how many single parents that they have now that are raising up families, the percentage it'll shock you when you just look up census and what they put out now, the part on the single parent. Well, it's just the single mothers. And so this is by design, because once they get that parent to where, you know, you're dependent on this, then, like Mama AZ says, they want the children to be part of the system. And, you know, the sex trafficking, the children are trafficking themselves, because what they've had happen now in most middle schools, that they had a big surge of middle school children taking snapshots of themselves in the nude and their body parts and passing it on to their little circles of friends, because this is the way in which the socialization, and there's an excellent article about the cell phone. And this is the most dangerous time, because this generation now is so addicted to cell phones that even they've had incidents of children killing their parents because their phones were being taken away. This is how dangerous is that this mind control has gotten. And this is why we're needing to disconnect from the artificial intelligence and bring them into nature and to the divine intelligence, because we're losing if we keep allowing them to, you know, own our children, which by birth they own them. By birth, when you have a child born in a delivery room, you turn that certificate turns over to the Department of Commerce, and your child belongs to the government. And so the part of it is just they just let you do the guiding, but they are in charge, because that's why they have to say so about the schools and them being able to do. And this is what they were just showing with the shutdown and the pandemic, is seeing how parents can work with their children through this techno, this artificial intelligence, and how much control could they have. Now they've got everything in place, because when they had the lockdown, what were we talking about? Wow, they got AT&T is in the schools, and all the schools are shut down. What were they doing? Rewiring the schools for the 5G, putting the towers there, because this is who they're focusing on. And then the part of vaccination is to get Generation X, Y, and Z, and get the baby boomers, the elders, vaccinated, because the genetics is going to be how they train that child, because that generation now of alphas are going to be the to me, it's before COVID, the BC generation that is now going to be the vaccine mass children. That's what they coming up with. Because you look at kindergarten children on up to now, all of these children are now being programmed. You've got to wear a mask. You've got to wear a mask. And that psyche is going to grow into the next generation of parents.
Yeah, that is so true. Yeah.
So
I agree, brother.
We've got some serious work to do, and you know, the homeschooling and these institutions that are starting, you know, and what they did was is they don't want our children being with public schools, so they started their charter schools and their magnet schools, and what's the other one? They've got another one for the richy rich people. I know they got magnet schools, and they got another school. But these things that we have to begin to look at, like Julius Nyerere said, whosoever educates your children controls your world, your future. And so this is what we're seeing that's happening right now in them. It's for the mind of the child.
That is correct. And to echo a song, I know, I don't believe that the children are our future. I know the children are our future. This is why, as you said, if they control your children, they control your future, because the children are the future.
Right.
Yeah. Boy.
Yeah, and public announcement, people. We only have 3 minutes left to the live show, and you know that they've been cutting us off when we start getting deep after 11 o'clock, so expect the show to be ended at any time after 11. So we only got two minutes by my time now. So,
yeah,
again.
Yeah, on the East Coast. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
No, I was just saying that, you know, just – prepare for it, you know, just in case. So be speedy about your comments, not so fast where you can't articulate your point, but be conscious of the time that, you know, anything after 11, we can't call it because they can pull the plug at any time.
Right. And it's so, so true. And I can't pull you in. So if you're not in, I can't pull you in. So whoever on the line now that you're able to talk, you're the only ones that will be able to talk unless you press one and have your line open. So I encourage
you
to press one and have your line open.
So, you know, we all...
The only thing you can do is listen. Excuse me, sister. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Forgive me. Oh, okay. So we all are on this call. If we, for some reason, if we were cut off permanently, right, and not that we believe, but we know everything we are talking about are factual, so our communication just stops right there, huh?
Yes.
No.
Well, it does as far as being on this phone line. Are you talking about as far as tonight or permanently?
Permanently.
No.
Oh. Okay, go ahead, Brother Tommy. You explain it.
And I'm saying no is because just because we don't get on here, there are other opportunities and other blog shows. There's also people in the community. There is the energy in which you have, the knowledge in which you have as an elder, have to stop being generational thief. We have to pass on as much has been put into us as we have to give to the whoever we can transmit it to. We are not going to be stopped, you know, and what we're doing is because this struggle is the highest form of education, and this is what we're in. We're in a struggle to save ourselves, for one, but to save our children.
Thank you.
Okay. Excuse me, brother. Yes. Everything dropped, so I don't know who's here and who's not here because I lost everything. Everything went out.
Okay.
You know, so
it's 11
ended,
o'clock.
And you know that it's up. So
yeah.
At any moment now, I guess we can be gone.
Okay, forgive me. Go ahead, please.
So right quick, what I wanted to say here, Brother Kwame, that was one of the words that I didn't write down, but again, y'all say it and it brings it back to memory, and that's the real struggle, because struggle is 45, which is that 9. That's all part of our learning. See, that's the biggest struggle that we've had, is learning the real information that is useful to our lives to live a fruitful life of happiness, tranquility, eternal happiness, you know.
It's
a struggle because we've been lied to for so long. And again, if you hear a lie and you say a lie for so long, you're going to believe the lie. And a lot of people still believe that lie, and they believe the government is basically in their best interest. No, they're not. They're far from it. You know, so like I said, yes, it's all part of that struggle of learning the real information that we need. And we are the ones that we've been waiting for, because we constantly get up to us to fix us. See, and we have to really start fixing ourselves and actually start, as you said, if they cut this off, all these shows, including this one, I wouldn't care, because I feel that that's our time to go inward, to bring back out the telepathy that we have, that we're able to communicate without these devices, without these cell phones. We could do that. For instance, I hear Brother West constantly talking about my group and using the Bob gun. And he's got him a Bob gun, and he's telling different people to get him a Bob gun, you know, to use this Bob gun. And that's okay. But at the end of the day, on the spiritual level that we are, and for me, Bob being 7, gun being 14, the Bob gun is no more than our conscious thought. That's what I'm getting the people with. I don't need a weapon. My weapon is my voice. My weapon is speaking the truth. That's my Bob gun, my conscious thought. That's what I'm hitting them with. See, for me, that's what George was talking about. Yeah, he's on the album cover with a picture of him shooting Dr. Funkenstein, shooting Sir Nose, devoid of funk. See, devoid of thought. So that's part of the gun, to shoot him with that thought, that conscious thought. To shut him up if need be, or let him be, and let him get on out there on Front Street and let him kill them damn selves, because that's what we're seeing with all this craziness. So if your conscious thought can't help them, then let them be. Let it be.
Right.
Let it be. Let it be. Speaking the words of wisdom, let it be. After you give that wisdom, that spirit, baby, they don't get it, let it be. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Because it wasn't for them to get.
Right.
So
but what we're speaking.
Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
No, but what we're speaking is this is the battle of principalities. Artificial intelligence against divine intelligence. We have a universe, a cosmos, a galaxy, and a planet that has intelligence that man is just now making mobile devices that they're using to transmit their way of thinking. But there's a way of thinking long before man even had the ability to perceive that these instruments could be used for that. But that's a weapon. All this is a weapon, and the weapon is that we want to change the galactic intelligence or the divine intelligence to our control of Google, Wikipedia, Facebook, Instagram, and this is all by design. This is what they're doing for the corporation, because what we're looking at and looking at us as a people, the thing that this country was founded was Anglo-Saxon Christian
gun-toting people. If you're not one of those three, I mean, and I'm not talking about in Christian and belief system like Sister Antoinette. That's the spiritual belief and believing in it. But what they formed it in and using Catholicism and the church as an instrument of control when the instrument is not a control, because the church is everything that is on this planet is a church. Nature,
yeah.
I have a little sticker that says, my church is the wood, because that's where the best praying, and if you follow the teachings of Christ, he did not teach in a building. He taught in nature.
Yeah, that's so true. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so we're saying that we all can do mental telepathy. So if for some reason the call they did do, as has been spoken of, if they stopped it, how many of us are certain that we could send that message to one of the other people that's on this call?
I think I can give you a good example of that, because when I know who you are, and when you have a thought or you have some ideas of things that you want to communicate, what do you do with when you have that thought?
You think of the person and try to send the message.
Okay, but if you got a phone, what do?
You pick it up and you call them on the telephone.
So that way your telepathy is that, okay, I have a thought, and this person has been on my mind, and this is a person I can be able to communicate what I'm thinking about and finding a solution to what I'm dealing with. So you pick up the phone and you call that person. That's telepathy.
The telephone?
You're having the thought, but you have an instrument can use in doing that. Okay, go all the way back to a child. Your parents, and you could tell when your parents were looking for you, or your parents, you can tell when something is wrong with your child.
Yes.
Can you not, as a mother? Yes. Can you tell when something is wrong with your child and they haven't even called you?
Yes, I get that feeling. Yes, I get that feeling that something's not right. Yes.
And that's telepathy. And that there's an invisible thread between a mother and a child. There's an invisible golden thread that they connect for life.
Okay, yeah. But the connection between the people that's on this call, that's the connection I'm talking about. How would we all connect? I even thought about the military walkie-talkies, but I can't even find one. So I'm saying, is this something that we should be practicing, mental telepathy? You know, we're speaking it, but we want to be I know I want to be sure, because I'm going to say this. There has been many calls, many conference calls, but the connection wasn't like this. I don't want to lose the connection.
Okay.
And I know we're saying that's how we can connect, but would that really be what would happen?
Yes. Your heart is a lot stronger than the brain. And if you have a love for who's on this call, your love for that person is strong enough to transmit. This is why they have a thing called remote viewing, or they have, you know, ESP. The thing is that you have that instinct, but you've been deprogrammed to not use your program that you were born with. And now you have to relearn yourself.
Thank you. I must agree and understanding. See, for me, it's with the numbers of the I am, with the Big Bang. See, it's the 5 and the 1. I mean, the 5 and the 2. 5 plus 2 gives you 7, which is consciousness. But that Big Bang, that I am,
is no more than a transmitter by and a receiver to. This is what we are, basically transmitters and receivers. And the key that you said, my dear, is that we have to practice these things. The key that we start off with is through our thoughts. Thought is faster than anything, and then we speak it into existence. You just speaking it, but now the action is called practice. You have to practice these things, and you find someone on these lines or in your family that you can actually start practicing, get them on the same page that you are, and both of you start practicing this so that we can start rebooting that mind that is capable of telepathy. See, if we have never thought of it, never talked about it, it ain't going to happen.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Into existence. So, yes, you're there, and this is what you have to do now. To be a participant in what you're talking about, it's called practice. Just like we practice our ABCs in school, we practice math, we practice all the stuff for them that they taught us. But we ain't practiced this. How far are we behind on practicing telepathy? See?
That's right.
We're talking about it now.
Right.
See,
but a good way.
Go ahead.
A good way to do this if we're going to have a show next week. The thing that you do is you go and you, Eddie can go and sit between his pine trees. I can sit here on my porch and in nature and begin to have a thought and write down what time you had this and what was your thought. And then begin to see, okay, Eddie, I was thinking about you and I was transmitting a thought to you at this time. What were you doing at this time of the day and what? Because you got to begin to see how to work this system. And the other thing that you're having with being able to have that thought, you've got to go through 5G, you've got to go through cell phone towers, you've got to go through high power wires to transmit that energy to go from point A, from Georgia to Chicago, from Chicago to Delaware, from Delaware to Pennsylvania.
But even so, going through all of that, love is the greatest power there is. So none of those towers, the 5G or anything else couldn't stop it. You know, my son was maybe four,